I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. So here's the situation. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios in New York City, and we're at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas for Spence Garcia Saturday night. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. What a week. Conference tournaments rolling. So is PharrellOnTheBench.com. I'm nailing games. I went off today. It's the same old story. There's big games. I hit them. NBA, NHL, college, rack, boxing, MMA. The best picks. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. So anyway, and one other thing. I was watching these shows. I told you I saw that show with the gambling show.
Yeah, you did tell me that. I watched a little about this afternoon as well.
And they had all these kids on there picking games. And I just want you to know, I watched for 5 minutes, and all I saw was them pick losers. Just nothing but losses. I'm sitting there listening to this guy giving me betting advice, and he was just rolling off losses one after the next. They should put him on a little more.
Told you they were all over St. John's to beat Marquette. How did that go?
Oh, God. These kids they were putting on, I don't even know, they were like 20 years old, and they were trying to pretend like they had some kind of handicapping experience, and they were just missing everything. It was laughable. That show on ESPN, I don't care who it is. Terrible. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. I could pick games better drunk in a drunk tank, picking my nose. Here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance? Get it all at geico.com. I could care less about all the people doing, big TV shows and everything else. That really doesn't do anything for me. All I do is I've got 30 years of hitting winners, and everybody knows it. It's real simple. I hit games, and that's all there is to it. You can put your makeup on and go on TV and pretend like you're some kind of handicapper until the cows come home, and I'll still beat your ass. Simple as that. So anyway, I got tons of callers here. I want to get them on. And we got Carver High and Bocce Ball back in New York with Jay Berman. Mafia and I are here for the fight Saturday night. We'll be here again tomorrow night. And we got some great guests lined up for tomorrow night. I know we're going to have on, finally, your boy Leonard Ellerbe. Is that correct? Is he finally going to be on?
Come on, you found him?
I think.
I finally got him, Carver High.
No way.
I finally got him.
You know, there's a lot to do in Dallas, but a lot less to do than there is in Vegas. So I think we're finally going to get him here.
It's easier to get him down there because there's, listen, like you said, you can get lost out in Vegas with all the things going on out there.
I can personally guarantee that he will be on the show tomorrow. And I mean guarantee.
Wow, it's strong effort there.
It's a done deal. I mean, there's not even questioning. Remember before he was like, we don't know if he's going to show up, and he might come, and he might be there. We don't know, and it might be between these hours and all the. There's none of that tomorrow. Mafia, will you back me up on this? It's a guarantee.
I'll stake my name to it. He is going to show up tomorrow.
Plus, Richard Schaefer will join us again. He's very excited to talk to us. And then we've got other surprises up our sleeve as well. Also tonight, we had, if you missed it, we had Errol Spence on and Boom Boom Mancini. You can listen to the podcast of the show. It comes out after the show, and it comes out the next day as well on Twitter, at Scott Farrell and at On The Bench CBS. I think that's the Twitter handle. I can't keep track of all of them.
It is the Twitter handle.
Oh, by the way, what is tomorrow, Mafia? Episode 172?
Yes, I'll be out. 6:30 a.m. Eastern, 3:30 a.m. Pacific, if you're really crazy.
There you go. The sports betting podcast I do, episode 172, tomorrow on iTunes. Subscribe free. Follow on Twitter at On The Bets, WWO. Very exciting. There you go. Roger in Mississippi. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing, Mr. Farrell?
Hey, Raj.
Can I get a double shot of scotch?
Scotch rocks. There you go.
Man, that tastes so good.
I believe that.
Look, I agree with you on the old Beck. Baden Jr., also Otonio Brown and the other guy with Beastburg. Every time they open their mouth, they make a bigger fool out of themselves than anything. And as far as, but look, biggest question I got there, do you know the reason why the Saints would trade Mark Ingram to Baltimore?
Yeah, they didn't trade him.
They didn't.
No, he just went there. He signed with them, right, Carver High?
Yes, he signed as a free agent.
Yeah, he signed as a free agent. So they didn't trade him. They just he got a better gig and he took it, and that was the end of it.
They decided to replace him with Latavius Murray.
And they, yeah, there you go. So Murray, I think Ingram, you know, personally, I think he's had his best years. I think that's already passed. So you can have whatever you want with that. Chris in Baltimore.
Hey, how you doing, bro? How you? I just wanted to find out, as the last caller was talking about, what you think about Mark Ingram and Earl Thomas going to Baltimore. Is that, you think that's a good move, or you think that's going to be something that we're going to regret?
No, I think Ingram, like I said, I think his best years are over, but I still think he can be productive, and I still think he can do some things. I don't think it's a bad sign, and I think Earl Thomas is a really good sign. I will say this, Earl Thomas has had his a litany of injuries, so I think Earl Thomas is a great player that's broken. Nobody wants to say that or talk about it, but I don't know how many injuries you can have before people finally just catch on that you're, you know, peanut brittle. I mean, the guy's got injuries, right, left and right. So let's see how that plays out. I will not deny he's a great player when he's healthy, which is, you know, never, okay? So you got to deal with that. And, you know, I think that, you know, it's a dangerous signs, both of them, because, you know, I think one guy's a little bit going down the other side of the mountain and the other guy's a really good player that, you know, could, you know, get injured per usual at any time, and then that'll be that. But when he does play, listen, both of them can flat out play. When Earl Thomas is on the field and let's say reasonably healthy, he's one of the most dangerous guys in the business. So I think he's a better sign, to be honest with you. But some nerves there with guys that, you know, obviously have had their fair share of injuries. John in Pittsburgh on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Johnny.
So I want to talk about Pittsburgh. You know, a lot of these people that I hear on the show, you know, they think that the AB trade is bad. They think letting go of Bell is bad. The team is in disarray. And it's sad, but it starts at the top, and it starts with Tomlin. And everything from there is just a bad signing. You know, they pick up Moncrief. It's a bad sign. If he makes it out of training camp, I'd be amazed.
Oh, he'll make it out of training camp, but I'd rather have Sidney Moncrief, if you want to be truthful about it. I'm not excited about Moncrief. It is what it is. I don't think the Steelers are firing Mike Tomlin, okay? So I think that he's, you know, they've had a lot of success there, a lot of playoff games, a lot of division titles, and you know, playoff runs, and same with Colbert, and the Rooneys do things the way they do them. And, you know, the one thing I'll say about him is that, you know, don't be fooled. They don't listen to fans, okay? They pretend like they listen to you, but they, in reality, they don't listen to you. They do not make decisions. I worked for the team. I covered them. I traveled with them. I was on the team plane every year, every day, every week. I did this a long time ago, but there's no different. When I was doing it, you know, the chief was still around, and then, you know, his son started running the organization. So I was there when Chuck Knoll was running things. So I've seen the greatest franchise, in my opinion, in NFL history, you know, with, you know, six Super Bowls, first to six, you name it, Bottom line is, and I know the Patriots caught him. It only took, you know, a century. But the fact of the matter is they're both fantastic. And the Steelers do things a certain way. And they don't listen to people. They don't listen to the opinions of others. They don't do things that you want them to do or anyone else. They don't write contracts based on what everybody else is doing. But they're similar to, you know, contracts of other teams. They pay players market value. That's it. And the bottom line is they offered Bell a really good deal, if you ask me, better than the one he got. And they gave Antonio Brown more money than God. So it's funny. There's two sides to every story. One, you can blame them all you want. You can blame Roethlisberger all you want, Colbert, Tomlin, Rooney's, whatever. Brown blamed everyone except Jesus Christ himself for all the problems in Pittsburgh that he created. There was nothing wrong in Pittsburgh. Those two were magical together, throwing the ball and catching it and scoring touchdowns and winning games and divisions and going to playoff games. They're magical. The Patriots are better. It's that simple. They couldn't beat the Patriots. If the Patriots weren't in the way, they'd probably have 8 Super Bowls now. Fact of the matter, it's true. They couldn't beat the Patriots just like everybody else. And so what do? You run like a bee and you throw a temper tantrum, take your ball and go home and say, I want to be traded. I'm out of here. I'm not going to put up with it anymore. It's about respect. You don't respect me. Kiss my ass, okay? Hot shot, Mr. Big Chest. Bottom line is, you're a great receiver. You asked for it. Now you're going to get it. So here's the deal. You will never win the way you won in Pittsburgh, in Oakland, or in Las Vegas. God, as my witness, he will never win with Carr the way he did with Roethlisberger. That's all there is to it. And here's the deal. They gave him more money than God. And he loved every minute of it until he didn't. Then they gave Bell the best offer he ever got, and he still went with a crappy offer. So who's the idiot? He had the best offer in Pittsburgh, and he chose a crappy offer in New York. That's all there is to it. $52 million is not $70 million, okay? So he obviously didn't want to play in Pittsburgh, so screw him. If you turn down $20 million, then you just don't want to play there. So go make $20 million less and play in New York. And now, because he didn't like it in Pittsburgh, he's going to find out the hard way. You know what? New York's more exciting. It's also got a 90% more trouble factor. You can get in way more trouble in New York than you can in Pittsburgh. I mean, you can get in more trouble in New York in 2 city blocks than you can in the whole city of Pittsburgh. Let me tell you something. He's going to find out the hard way. The media in New York makes that media in Pittsburgh look like a bunch of, nuns. That's what they are in Pittsburgh. They're nuns compared to New York. They're vicious pit bulls in New York, the media. They're going to drive him nuts. He's going to find out what it's really like to have someone have a pain in your ass. Because there's no one that runs and hides from the media in New York. They'll drive you nuts, make you want to kill yourself. So congratulations to both of them. I think Brown will lose with the Raiders like everybody else does. And I think Bell will lose with the Jets like everybody else does. Your team, Mafia, has sucked as long as the Browns.
They have, just slightly less. They had the one title and that's it, but that was 50 years ago. I barely count it. I mean, my dad was barely alive for that one. You were barely alive for that one. The only times they've had any success was getting to the
NFC Championship game. I was 4. I was selling pot at that point, at 4. Are we on the air?
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Check 1, 2.
The thing that I think Steelers fans are losing, though, with this Moncrief signing is everyone thinks that it's to replace Brown. It's not what it is. This signing is to replace Schuster, and Schuster is to replace Brown. Just like they did with Tom.
I agree with that. He's now the 2 or 3 option at best.
Absolutely.
They got problems. Let's face facts. I'm not real bullish on them doing anything next year or anytime soon. I think they're going to have problems. And all this talk about – I heard some guy call me up and tell me they had a great defense. They didn't have anything great on that football team this year. There was nothing great at all about that. The second half of that season was such a disaster. That's exactly who they are. Know that. They are a mess. They're a hot mess right now. Trust me, if Tomlin doesn't get it right next year, the Rooneys are going to be forced to fire him. And they don't fire coaches in Pittsburgh. They've had, 4 coaches or whatever in their history. Bottom line is this. I'm telling you, that guy's going to get fired if they keep losing because they're going to blame him. Now that Brown and Bell are gone, who do you think they're going to blame? They're going to blame Tomlin because they already are. They're already blaming him. 855-212-4CBS. We're live at AT&T Stadium, otherwise known as Jerry's World, in Dallas, Texas, for Spence Garcia. This is CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
I want to get everybody on. Just chill for a second. Wichita State beat up on East Carolina, kicked their ass. Southern Miss over Marshall. And that was in that Conference USA. Western Kentucky blew out North Texas. And then Eastern Washington in the Big Sky beat Montana State. Iowa blew out Illinois, Big Ten. Kansas barely got by Texas, but they covered and won. Seton Hall just whacked Georgetown and covered. Mississippi State blew out A&M and covered. Duke, 84-72 over Cuse. They did not cover. Cuse by a hook. And I hit both sides of that bet as well. UAB over Texas San Antonio in Conference USA. Arizona State beat UCLA. Utah State's a really good team, 26-6. They beat New Mexico. They didn't cover. I hit that both ways as well, grabbing the Lobos with that 13 spot. Bowling Green beat Ball State and covered. They were dogs, and they won 99-86. Irvine, the Anteaters, Mavia's favorite team. Big West, blowout of Riverside. Utah Valley over Missouri, Kansas City. Not only that, I hit UMKC with the 9 spot. They covered. Southeast Louisiana over Central Arkansas. St. Louis edged Richmond by 3. Monroe by 30 over Coastal Carolina. That was in the Sun Belt. Tulsa lost SMU. I picked that one, too, an upset. I think it was an upset. Tulsa's got 18 wins, SMU 15. So, meanwhile, the SMU was favored as the 10 seed over the 7 seed. How is that even possible? Southern Utah beat Northern Colorado. Marquette humiliated St. John's. Everyone in New York thinks St. John's is great. West Virginia 79-74 over Texas Tech. That was a shocker. Old Dominion by 1 over Louisiana Tech in a great game. And I had Louisiana Tech with that 3.5. Carolina beat Louisville by 13 and covered. Penn State lost to Minnesota in overtime. I got burned on that one. Alabama beat Ole Miss. I was surprised at that. Toledo lost to Northern Illinois. That one really got me. Northern Illinois, though, getting 6.5. I covered with the Huskies with the spread. Let's see. Some of the other ones. Duquesne lost to St. Joe's. Meanwhile, they're horrible. Duquesne was looking for their 20th win, and they lost. Choke as usual. Just when you think they're good, they always lose. San Diego State beat UNLV in the Mountain West. Colorado blew out Oregon State. Fullerton by 4 over Davis in overtime in the Big West conference tourney. Some of the other ones, Memphis blew out Tulane. Auburn by 10 over Missouri. Maryland lost to Nebraska. Florida State by a bucket in overtime over Va Tech. Washington by 3 over USC. Nevada beat Boise. They did not cover. Cal Santa Barbara by 3 over Northridge. New Mexico State, this is a great team, 28-4. They mean business. They put a beating on Chicago State, 86-49. They were laying 27.5. And how about that team? Kansas State, 70-61 over TCU. Xavier by 2 over Creighton in a good game. George Mason got by GW by 4. Central Michigan by 8 over Kent State. It never ends. I mean, it just never ends. UConn won. Florida won. They beat Arkansas. Virginia beat NC State. Ohio State beat Indiana. Put Indiana in the casket, for Christ's sakes. They're not going to the tournament with that crappy-ass team they got. Nice job of coaching down there. I got to tell you, Archie, you're doing a hell of a job down in Bloomington, bending over. Iowa State 83-66 over Baylor. Nova beat Providence. Buffalo over Akron. Rhode Island over LaSalle. Fresno right now, 5 minutes left, putting it on Air Force 70-42. Oregon's up 8 on Utah right now. Hawaii down 1 with 2 minutes left to Long Beach in the LBC. You know me. And Grand Canyon 84-75. A final checked in on Seattle. There you go. All the games. Jim in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Pharrell, big fan.
Thanks, man.
Hey, so happy to be on, man. I love when you talk Pittsburgh stuff, and I feel I have something maybe to contribute here.
Cool, man.
Braun and Bell are knuckleheads. I agree with you 100%. And I think I got to take Carver on the Penguins. I have season tickets to the Pens, followed them my whole life, 41 years old. And I think that they got just as good a shot as anybody. I am worried about Tampa Bay, but I think they will turn it on. Crosby will will it to happen. And I think they got just as good a chance to win it this year as they did in 2016.
Well, I think that you know, I actually think they had, you know, better teams in 16 and 17 that won the Stanley Cup, back to back, and their fourth and fifth cups. I thought those were much better teams, to be honest with you. And they had different players and a different blue line for sure, and different defensive pairings, different goalies. Everything was different. This is not the same team. They are not as good. I don't think they could beat Tampa or Boston. I have a hard time believing they could win. I think they might be able to play with Washington, but I still think Washington right now, this year and last year, is a better team than the Penguins. They proved it last year and won the Stanley Cup. I think the Islanders are a problem. They can shut you down defensively. All of those teams that I mentioned, you know, for me are problematic for the Penguins. It is, you know, more than ever, I think they're going to have more problems than ever getting through that cluster of power. There's a lot of really good teams there. Mary Ellen in Virginia, get her a Guinness.
Thank you. Hey, Skin's picking up Golden Tate, and they waited too long, and the Giants swooped in and took him and signed him.
Yeah, so like in Portuguese, that means you did not sign him.
That's correct. So are there any good – is there a good crop of receivers?
No.
We've got the 15th pick in the draft?
No. Not only that, you lost receivers. Didn't you lose what's his name, Crowder? I mean, this is a team that it would appear to me I hate to say it. They look like they got nothing but problems coming next year. This is not a good football team. No. They're already not good, and they're going to stay that way.
We got Geis coming back at running back.
Well, good for him. And, you know, I hope he has a big year because they're going to need it. I'm not buying him. Listen, I think you have a way better chance, frankly, with the Nationals and the Capitals than you do your football team. The basketball team's already shot. That's all there is to it. But, you know, you spilled milk. Golden Tate went to the Giants. And believe me, they need him because you talk about having nothing. And then they lost Beckham, and they're another team trying to pretend like that's not going to affect them. They're imagining things. Same as Pittsburgh. There's no way you lose Brown and Bell and you're better. Okay? There you go. That's just stupid. So we don't do stupid here. Stupid is as stupid does. We do dumb here, not stupid. As you know, Mary Ellen, I'm dumb. I'm not stupid.
Yeah, I know that.
Dumb is okay. Everyone loved Dumb and Dumber, but stupid is a problem.
Well, I hope you guys have a great time tomorrow night. Thank you. Saturday night.
I just wanted to let you know that being in the stadium in the dark in a concourse in a motor company suite. With no TVs on and nothing at all happening. It's very creepy.
I mean, are all the lights out in this place? I mean, are you guys just sitting there in the dark? What is going on there?
Well, it's kind of like that. It's got like the low power lights going on in the stadium. So when you look out over the football field, it's kind of really.
Do you see a person anywhere? Like, is there anybody in the place?
No.
Like, not even like anybody who like watches the place?
There's one guy at the door, and he said that I'm going to make sure they open the gate for you when you leave. And I'm giving that about 2 out of 10 odds.
I mean, they got to open the gate back up to get
you
out.
They've already chained the gates closed to the entire facility, and they're telling me that at 1 in the morning they're going to open it up for me. And I'm like, yeah, my ass. So, and you know what? I will tell you, this place is the most amazing thing I've ever been in, but it is. When you're in here alone, there's literally four of us.
You'd like to see some signs of life in there besides you
guys.
Dude,
it is so creepy. I'm like, I won't even go to anywhere past the bathroom because I might not come back. I mean, it's scary.
This is a brand new stadium. Imagine if it was like some old, like just cement, creepy place.
Like old Three River Stadium, I'd probably jump. I mean, it's creepy in here at night. There's no one here. The parking lot's empty. The building's empty. Everything, we're the only people here. There's no shows at all. It's just flat out lame. It's Leavenworth. This is what it's like, obviously, being in federal prison. Sitting here, but there's nothing going on. I can't do anything. There's nothing to do, nothing to see, no TVs, no nothing. I want to kill myself.
Well, let's really dive into what's upsetting you, because honestly, I don't think it's the TVs or that no one's here. I think there's one thing that's really affecting you and that you're just projecting on everything else.
That you're going to get some leg tonight and I'm not?
No. That the popcorn stand's closed.
But I did say to you, I'm willing to break into the popcorn stand.
I mean, they couldn't put a TV on for you guys over there? I mean,
they got 90 TVs. There are literally 90 TVs within 30 feet of me, and not one of them.
You need the big screen. They could have threw you one of the little ones. I mean,
like, throw us a bone. Throw us a bone. And nothing. And you know what? And then Mafia used to be able to pull up illegal videos for me. You know, the
probably
stolen
no Wi-Fi
games.
In that place.
Those, like, we got great Wi-Fi. What we don't have is access to... you know, thievery sites like we used to. You know, we used to get all the games and everything. All right, let's go back to New York and get an update with Jay Berman.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, great job tonight, boys, back in New York. You're the eminence, Carver High, and your boy Bocce Ball. Styling. Shout out to Joe Sands and his boy Warren Buffett over here chilling the most. From Desert Sands Productions in Lost Wages. My man Joe over there and Warren, what do you think, Moff? It appears to me at one point or another they both passed out tonight during our show.
It was well-deserved. I mean, they had a long day. They were here all day doing this. They stuck here till 1 a.m. They got to be back here for 4 to set up for the morning shows. I'm surprised that they both stuck with us. But you know what? When you're that entertaining, everyone wants to be around you.
It's true. But they have to be back here in 3 hours?
Pretty much, yeah.
Drag.
And not only that, after we finish up tomorrow, they're just going to pack up the car and go, drive all the way back to Vegas. How nuts is that?
That really sucks, and we're going to go to strip clubs. I mean, which one would you prefer? I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. Anyway, I wanted to tell you the Celtics got by the Kings tonight. Double cover. 126-120. I middled it. I had the Raptors, and I laid the 7.5 against the Lakers. Double cover. I had the Jazz over to T-Wolves tonight in Salt Lake Shakers, laying the 9. Double cover. And then I had the Nuggets and Mavs. How about I split that dandy with 11.5 going with the Mavs, and the Nuggets win it by 1 with the double cover. I had such a rough night picking winners. Although I had the Magic and laid it against the Cavs, or I took the Cavs and the points, and they got whack 120-91, did not cover there, hit the Magic on the money line, hit the Pacers minus 1.5. They win by 2 over the Thunder. So I had a huge night in college basketball and in the NBA. And I'm not on TV giving out crappy picks. I just do them here on the CBS Sports Radio and, of course, on ForAllOnTheBench.com and on ForAllOnTheBets. And I'm better than everyone. I just wanted to say that real quick before I got out of here tonight. And I'm as pretty as a girl. I hit the Penguins over the Sabres 5-0. Shake it. I hit the Islanders over the Canadians at the Nassau Veteran Memorial County Coliseum in Uniondale, New York. And I hit the Capitals over the Philadelphia Flyers. And then I lost the Blues over the Senators. You're right, Carver. Maybe the Blues are melting down all of a sudden. Hit the Lightning over the Red Wings. I lost the Wild. I took them over the Stars. I hit the Jets over the Bruins. I hit the Coyotes, Desert Dogs, son, over the Ducks, 6-1. I hit the Predators over the Kings, 3-1. And I lost the Sharks over the Panthers. But that's a heavy night of winners in hockey as well. My hockey NBA and college rack tonight was the best of anyone in the world. Forget about America. In the world, there's no one that hits more games than me. If you don't like it, screw you. And if you do like it, go to my website. You'll see for yourself what happens. Ride the lightning, baby, like Metallica. Toby in Lakewood, New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hi. How you doing, Pharrell? Big fan.
Hey,
listen
thanks,
to you every night.
Thanks, dude.
Hi, I'm a big Browns fan, so I'm mad pumped for the season. I just wanted to start already. But I really think that they're clearly the best team in the division. And I only think that the Chiefs and Pats are really ahead of them in the conference. And I actually think the Browns are more talented than both of them. Just with a young, with a whole young team, like the whole team is under 26 and a rookie coach. But clearly,
I agree with everything you said until you started, you know, bringing Freddie Kitchens in here like he's got something to do with it. He's the luckiest guy on earth that they gave him that job. But somebody's got to coach him, so he's the man. But he has nothing to do with this, okay? So this is – I would agree with you. This is about youth and talent. They have a stacked, on paper, stacked talented team on paper. It does not translate to Super Bowls being really good, in March 14th, and you're sitting here, you aren't, but most people in Cleveland have been guaranteeing me Super Bowls. You people have no idea what you're talking about because you never win Super Bowls. I hope to God, I really do, I hope to God the Browns win a Super Bowl. You know why? Because I'm sick and tired of watching the Patriots win the Super Bowl every year. No offense, Boston, but I'm sick and tired of it, being a Steeler fan. But at least I respect them. I bet on the Patriots more than anybody, and I make all kinds of cash on them. They're a fantastic team to bet on. They are great. I think the Chiefs are good. I think the Chargers are very tough. And, I would agree with you on paper right now, heading into the season, the Browns would appear to be the team to beat in the North. But that's like spitting on the Ravens and Steelers, like they're going to suck. I do think the Browns will be better than the Steelers this year. Corey in Ottawa.
Terrell, it's an absolute pleasure to be speaking with you. How's it going?
My man, it's great. I love Ottawa. I've been there as well and partied. A great town.
Not quite like Vegas. However, it does have its moments.
It is fun. A very fun place. I drank a lot of beer there.
Well done. So listen, your show is nothing short of brilliant. However, though, I find it absolutely rich that over the last 2 days, you have the Steelers fans as well as the Giants fan base all up in arms because, both their teams are in a state of chaos. But again, this coming from a Bengals fan, I know it's a rarity because, again, a Bengals fan in Canada, almost unheard of. And trust me, I take a fair amount of torment seeing that their team's been atrocious for the past 3 decades.
Right.
But with that being said, you know what? This year I actually thought, okay, hey, great. Pittsburgh is, downward spiral. Baltimore's not really, producing anything new or exciting. And usually, for the most part, the Browns prior to the last few days are, mediocre at best. And I'm thinking maybe, just maybe, the Bengals actually have a chance now. And yet, lo and behold, with their stingy owner, there's no money actually being doled out to retain any bona fide stars.
Right.
And yet, here we are now where we're probably going to be losing the division, not to the Steelers, not to the Ravens, but more than likely the Browns. So, again, from your perspective, what can the Bengals fan base actually do to encourage Brown to dispense some money and kind of bolster the
I don't think there's anything you can do, Corey, because the guy's blown it at every turn. I mean, honest to God, in my opinion, they should have fired Marv Lewis 10 years ago. I mean, how many playoff games can you lose before you finally get rid of the guy? Now, they keep telling you and selling you on continuity. That's fantastic. You know what continuity is when you've been with your wife for 20 years? All I know is the Bengals suck, and they do nothing about it. And I honestly do not believe in Dalton anymore at all. And I, when A.J. Green went down, I think that was a real blow to him because he's a stud. And I think, I hate to say it, I think Mixon's a badass. A lot of people don't like him because of his college days. At Norman? Wasn't he at Oklahoma beating up women and stuff? No, let's not kid ourselves. He did it. So, all this alleged. There's no alleged when you did it. So the fact of the matter is, but he has turned his life around, it would appear to me, in the short run. And I think he's been a really tough football player. I think he's a real talent, and he's a load. And if the guy stays out of trouble, I think he could be a star in the NFL. I really do. I think people will always frown on him for what happened in college with his problem with women. But hopefully he's learned from it and will never do it again. I have my reservations, but I believe in the kid as a player. I think he's a badass. I got to start getting people on really quick. Adam in Pittsburgh, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, I was just going to ask you, what do you think the Steelers at this point in their in history, what they need to do to get back to Steeler football?
I think that you're going to find out right now. I think that they have to start over. This is a huge loss for them. They can spin it any way they want. They realize in the back offices at Heinz Field in the Steelers front office, they know they got a problem on their hands. They know they're in a period of flux right now. And I think I believe Rooney and I believe Colbert, they both know, frankly, that it's now on Tomlin. They got to blame somebody. And I think that, I hate to say it, because I like Mike Tomlin. I think he's done a hell of a job in Pittsburgh, but not good enough. And I think his days are numbered there, to be honest with you. I hate to say it, but I think it's true. I think they're going to have their problems. He'll get fired. They're going to have to change things up and find a new direction. Nick in Massachusetts. Let's be quick. I got to hurry up, everybody.
All right, Scotty, real quick. I got a quick shot of crown, and I'm going
to shot of crown. What do you want to say? I don't have time to mess around now. I'm down to a minute.
All right, one. I'll give it to you in 30 seconds. Here's the deal, all right? Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Belichick is the only reason that we're still going to be on top. Scotty, I want to hear your opinion. You know that coaching wins games, defense wins games. What's your opinion, buddy?
There's no one better than Belichick. I mean, let's get serious here. Are we really going to waste our time talking about a guy that wins the Super Bowl every year? I mean, he just wins it every year. So, I mean, even when he doesn't win it, he wins it. I mean, all they do is play in Super Bowl. So, we all know how great they are. Thanks. Joe in Cranberry, PA, outside of Pittsburgh. Real quick.
Yo, what's up, guy? Just want to know which one you think happens first. Baker Mayfield wins a Super Bowl or Aaron Rodgers gets his second?
You know, that's a great question. I think I'd probably bet my money on Aaron Rodgers. I think he has a better chance. I love Baker Mayfield, but I'm telling you, all these people guaranteeing them a Super Bowl are going to be in for a rude awakening. Mike in Baltimore, real fast.
Hi, Pharrell. Two quick questions. First one, what are the Blackhawks' chances to sneak a wild card spot? And the second one, is there any way that I could find within the next 5 years that the Fighting Illini will actually be a viable college basketball team?
I think they are already headed in that direction in Champaign. And what was the first question?
Blackhawks, Wild.
Oh, they don't deserve to be in the playoffs. I don't care how well they played over the last month and a half. They sucked the whole season. The only thing positive about the Blackhawks right now, Patty Kane's a badass. Paul in Calgary, last guy. Real quick, I got 15 seconds.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks a lot. I'm just worried about my Flames. I'm wondering what you're thinking about their goalie situation.
Listen, they're a really tough team. They've had their moments and they've had their problems, but they're in it and they're going to be in it. We'll see what they do in the postseason. I'm not sure how much I buy in or believe in them to win it all, but they're a tough team. They got a lot of talent. We'll see you again tomorrow night from Jerry's World in Dallas for Spence Garcia. Good night, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.